Korban Tomid. And the Kohanim were still working inside in the Beis HaMikdash while all of this was going on under siege. They were neutral. They were neutral. And the siege lasted. It lasted months. And it showed no sign of ending. So one of the advisors to Hyrcanus, who was a cynical Greek Jew, one of the Misyavnim, said to him, how do you expect ever to win the war if you keep on giving them the sheep for the sacrifice? Meaning that if you believe that the temple service is a schus, is a merit for the Jewish people, and they keep it going, then you're never going to win this war. So on one given day, instead of sending up a sheep, they sent up a pig. They sent up a swine, and the Gemara says that when the pig put its paws on the walls of the Beis HaMikdash of the temple compound, so it says, Nizdazo Eretz Yisrael, Arba Meos Parsa, Al Arba Meos Parsa. Eretz Yisrael shook for 400 miles. It was an earthquake. Not the literal translation of an earthquake, but it's a sign of how low it sank. I mean, there was no way out. If Jews could do that to Jews, and if the temple service could be so defiled, here the Hashmonaim bled and sacrificed and fought a war against all of this, and here Jews are sending up a pig in the Beis HaMikdash. A second event occurred in the siege that destroyed any credibility that Hyrcanus could have had. At that time, the heads of the Sanhedrin were Shmaya and Aftalion. Shmaya and Aftalion were Gerim. Most of the Mefarshim say that they were Greek Gerim. And they were the Talmid Chachomim. They were the leaders of the generation, the Rabbeim of Hillel. In their generation, there also lived one of the famous wonder workers of the history of the Jewish people, one of the famous miracle men, who was called Choni Hamagol, the great Choni. Choni Hamagol, he was called Hamagol, the circle maker, because he drew a circle around himself in a year of drought. And he said to God, I'm not leaving till you rain, till you make it rain. And the Gemara says on him that Choni would have been open to great criticism. And the rabbis, in fact, would have excommunicated him. But they said, Moeseh, what can we do to you? God loves you. God does what you say. You've got the key somehow. And we have the famous story about him with his sleep and everything. Certainly it rained. Not only, the Gemara tells us better than that, it rained too hard. So he said, it's raining too hard. So then it rained too soft. He said, it's raining too soft. You know, he fine-tuned it. He was not the man to start up with. You know, there are good, tough Jews in the world that built the Jewish people. So he was captured by the forces of Hyrcanus, who wanted him to pray to God. See, you have to understand all of this, the psychology. The psychology is that when the ganav is stealing, he's davening to God that he shouldn't get caught. And he does not see that there's a contradiction involved. So here also, they captured Choni Hamagol, and they, under the threat of death, they said he should pray to God that they should win the war, that they should defeat Aristobulus and be able to capture the Beis HaMikdash, and Hyrcanus should become the Melech. And he said the famous phrase, a plague on both your houses, which was now the attitude of Chazal, the attitude of the Sanhedrin. Neither one of them was worth a farthing in their eyes. Neither one of them was entitled to be the Melech.